Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Praying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Da Bronx here in New York City. And today I want to talk a little bit about an experience I will be having coming up. First off, a request. Please pray for my brothers and I, because what we're getting ready to do is to participate in the National Catholic Youth Conference. It's every other year. We attended it for the first time 2 years ago in 2017 in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was an amazing experience. There was a great fallout, for lack of a better word, for the province. We were invited to a variety of other places, other high schools, visiting other sister groups, and etc., in order to share the story of our province, Carmelite identity, Carmelite spirituality, and etc. And we are going back now for our second time at this event, and we are going to have a vocation table there. We are bringing a relic of St. Teresa of Lisieux, so people can come by, they can receive a blessing with the relic, they can venerate the relic, and I just ask that you pray for our time there, that you pray for the travels of the brothers. I know one of the brothers I live with, he and I are driving out, and then two other brothers are flying out. So if you just pray for us, I'd be most appreciative. And my initial experience of the NCYC 2 years ago, now that I'm, 2 years removed, lost a leg, all that stuff, I was utterly amazed. Just a huge amount of kids from all over the United States, from all over walks of life, and to say that you could sense the fruit of the Spirit in the air would be an understatement. It was a joyful place. It was a peaceful place. It was an all-encompassing, embracing place. People, these little games where they try to put clothespins on people, and they decorate their clothespins, etc. My capuce, the little hood thing I wear, was just covered with them. It was so fun. Such great information that goes out. Different talks. One of the reasons we try to have several brothers go out there is while some of us are at the table, others can go to these conferences. We can bring that information back to the province and share it with the other guys and give talks and all that good stuff. And, I do a lot of work with youth. And one of the things that I've come... Kids are not stupid. Yes, they can be ignorant. They just cannot, maybe they weren't exposed to certain things, so they just don't have a means of even understanding. But ignorance is not the same as stupidity. And from my experience, kids can handle a lot more than maybe adults per se give them credit for. And particularly in my sector of the Bronx, kids deal with some crazy things, dealing with seeing drug addiction regularly, if not in their own family, dealing with immigration issues, dealing with violent crime in their area, dealing with predation. We've got people that have tried to scoop up children in the area. We've had kids, particularly young females, go missing. We're worried that they're sold in the sex trade. Kids, high school kids in my own area are dealing with these things right now as we speak, as I'm recording this. And, they come to confirmation class and they're bored. They're giving up their Sunday. I've got kids that have come to confirmation class before that have dealt with abuses, medical, drug abuse, all that sort of issues in their life. I say medical abuse because maybe they got into pills and things like that because of an injury or something. They just kept going with it. Now they're in a place of substance abuse, but they're dealing with alcohol and all these other sort of things. Kids that have to almost work a full-time job in order to bring enough money in to help pay for the rent that their parents are bringing money into because the cost of living in New York City is going up, 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 up. Kids are dealing with so much in our world. And we as adults, I'm 36 years old, we listen, but we can't think that we need to speak down to them in relationship to the faith. The faith is meant for them just as it's meant for us. And we can't be shy of some of the harder points of our faith, of some of the intellectual aspects of our faith. That's too high of an intellectual idea for kids to understand. Well, yeah, maybe for kindergartners, but what about high schoolers? Come on now. Even for middle schoolers, discerned wisely and appropriately, but just don't make sort of that audible call like you think you know better, or I think I know better, or whoever it is that's leading the particular class thinks that they know better. Enter into dialogue and see where the kids are at and then respond accordingly. But if you're not even having that exchange, things got to change. Now, I'm using pronouns you, we, I, because we all fall into these tendencies. Particularly if you've been in ministry for a while, we can, as ministers, think that we know what's best because we've had experience and et cetera. And one of the things about a wise heart is a wise heart is always opening to listening to the other, of receiving from the other. Because a wise heart is also a humble heart, and a humble heart knows that it can't know all things. Little insight from Socrates. And one of the things I love about the National Catholic Youth Conference, and I was able to visit with people that are on the team that plan it and etc., is it's just a great moment to energize kids from all over the country and to show the Catholic faith from all over the country and to celebrate aspects of that faith from all over the country, different manifestations in terms of cultural practices and etc. There is at one location, and to just celebrate our faith. And in that celebration, there is a growth. The soil of the heart is broken open, and the seeds that have been planted there begin to sort of rise up like those little saplings. And Lord only knows what those saplings will turn into and how they will nourish others in the future. You know, so this is a little bit of a challenging podcast, I know, but we always have to be open to reflecting on ourselves, how we are doing, what's going on, how do we need to change, what do we need to celebrate, what do we need to build up, and all these good things. And I put myself into that also. So please pray for my brothers and I as we travel out to the events out there. We always need prayers, frankly. And know that we are appreciative for all the support that you give us as Carmelites in relationship to your time, talent, and treasure. And keep us in your prayers as we still continue along with this year of vocation, as we seek to help provide a language to talk about vocation, but also to help people that come across our path discern their vocation. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my blog post, Catholic Stand articles, YouTube videos, find links to other social media platforms that I use. Also, you can email me through that website. All of this is at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.